You're listening to a summary of The Food War, an article by David Frum. Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the ensuing war will affect economies around the world, with a particular impact on food prices. Russia and Ukraine are major grain producers and, combined, export 25% of the world's wheat. The war blocks ports through which Ukraine exports its wheat and sanctions worldwide embargo Russian commodities. The processes that establish food prices on the global markets, as David Frum reports in The Atlantic, raise costs for everyone. This needn't be a catastrophe. With careful management, policymakers can mitigate the impact of higher food prices. So let's hear takeaway number one. The war between Russia and Ukraine will profoundly impact the world's economy. Russia and Ukraine are major grain producers and exporters. Russia grows 10% of the world's wheat and Ukraine 4%. Together, they generate a quarter of the world's wheat exports. Both countries also export corn and barley in significant quantities. The war in Ukraine will affect food prices worldwide, including having an impact on countries with stable, secure food access, such as the United States. Global markets create the prices for commodities such as wheat, so the cost will be the same for everyone. Now for the second takeaway. Unlike in the 1960s and 1970s, today's world food supply is abundant. In the late 1960s, writers predicted famine and large-scale starvation in countries such as India. The famine didn't materialize. In 2021, India produced close to 110 million metric tons of wheat. In 2022, it will be the world's second-largest wheat grower. India is likely to export more than 7 million metric tons in 2022. In addition, in 2020 and 2021, India was the world's top rice exporter at 18 million metric tons. Here's the third takeaway. Countries that Russia and Ukraine's lower wheat exports will affect have ways of coping. Wheat prices may rise from as much as $300 per metric ton to $500 per metric ton, which will profoundly affect wheat importers. Egypt is the world's largest wheat importer. The food situation in Egypt will be grave, but the country can't avoid a major crisis. Providentially, Egypt has wheat reserves that could last as long as 9 months. In addition, the Egyptian government subsidizes bakeries that sell bread to appropriate people at low cost. The government provides poor, at-risk people with cash assistance, and in an emergency, the government can increase that assistance. In Egypt, the brunt of increased wheat prices will fall on the government, not on poor people. Other wheat-importing countries are either affluent, such as Italy and Japan, or have sufficiently functional governments to provide assistance along the lines of Egypt's model. The most at-risk nations are those also suffering war and political strife, such as Yemen, Ethiopia, and Mali. Okay, let's hear the fourth takeaway. If famine threatens certain regions, international relief agencies can intervene. In 2021, relief agencies provided millions of people in Yemen with stipends for food or in-kind assistance, and these agencies are likely to expand such programming in 2022. In light of the war in Ukraine, the United Nations $2 billion food aid program will probably increase its budget by at least 25%. India has committed to giving substantial food aid to mitigate the food crisis in Afghanistan under Taliban rule. The war in Ukraine has made providing food to Afghanistan more difficult, but the humanitarian crisis there would have occurred even if Russia had never invaded Ukraine. Now for the fifth and final takeaway. Higher food prices will prove a blessing for food producers in sub-Saharan Africa. In most regions, higher food prices mostly affect consumers. However, higher food prices mean food producers earn more money. Most places in the world have far more food consumers than producers, but that's not the case in sub-Saharan Africa. Indeed, about two-thirds of sub-Saharan Africans produce food for a living. When food prices rise, sub-Saharan African farmers have incentives to produce much more food than they currently produce and to earn more money. Higher food prices will affect hundreds of millions of people around the world and will stress governments. They might play a role as well in the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. But higher food prices needn't lead to global crisis and calamity. Proper leadership and administration, including seizing opportunities when they arise, can mitigate the crisis. That was a summary of The Food War, an article by David Frum. Here's the five takeaways one more time. Takeaway one, the war between Russia and Ukraine will profoundly impact the world's economy. Takeaway two, unlike in the 1960s and 1970s, today's world food supply is abundant. Takeaway three, countries that Russia and Ukraine's lower wheat exports will affect have ways of coping. Takeaway four, if famine threatens certain regions, international relief agencies can intervene. Finally, takeaway five, higher food prices will prove a blessing for food producers in sub-Saharan Africa.